We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tomlin today, that's how you shut down a coaching rumor. Any kind of speculation? I think I've got, and I tweeted this out, I think I've got what I hope is a different spin on this. I think I've got a different look on this, a different approach to this whole story and the way it started on The Fan last week with Doug Whaley, who now there seemed to be, I don't know if Doug, what he did to some people in Steelers media, but it to me, it just feels like it's kind of gotten personal. Is anyone, Craig, would you agree with that?
That's definitely
I feel like some people in Steelers media have taken shots at Doug, and I've known Doug for a few months now, and I don't think that that's really the fairest thing. But that's where it started, and then Ryan came on with us, and he didn't say, yeah, Tomlin's headed to LSU. He just said, I've heard that before. Then the Carson Palmer thing that popped up on the Dan Patrick show yesterday. I never, and there are receipts out there that back this up, I never thought Tomlin leaving the Steelers was a serious thing. I never thought him leaving the Steelers for a college job was something to be taken seriously. Like, he might actually leave. What I wondered about was, you know, how or why is this out there? Is it all from the college's standpoint? Their motive being, if we can attach a name like Mike Tomlin to our jobs, it makes our jobs more prestigious. It makes it seem like, can you believe... an NFL coach without a losing season is someone that might at least listen to us. So from that perspective, LSU, USC, having their name attached to Mike Tomlin was a good thing. Conversely, I wondered, and I don't take any of this back, like, is there any skin in the game for Mike Tomlin? Is this a leverage play? Does his agent leak this out there because Mike Tomlin's trying to get something from the Steelers? Not from USC or LSU, but people leverage jobs to get something out of their current job all the time. That's not just a NFL coaching stunt. That happens in every walk of life in corporate America. So it would be wrong. And look, if people want to do this on social media and call in and act this way, that's your prerogative. But it's just not right to say that me or anyone else on the station, to the best of my knowledge, were treating Mike Tomlin leaving for LSU or USC like a serious thing. It's just your ears perk up when people that have worked in the NFL, worked above Mike Tomlin and below Mike Tomlin, give this story oxygen. Now, Tomlin is right when he says the Steelers are one of the best jobs in professional sports. I think for him, for a coach, I think it is the best job in professional sports because they don't fire coaches. You know, they've had three since my dad was prepubescent. I mean, they've had three since 69. So from his standpoint, it's like being a Supreme Court judge or the Pope. You have them in what is usually described as a job where you are hired to be fired. That doesn't apply to Steelers coach. Now, one thing I do strongly disagree with is when people in my job, and not just in Pittsburgh, but I almost stole a Tomlin expression, Craig, and said globally speaking, but I don't want to do that. People in my profession say every NFL job is better than the best college job. I categorically disagree with that. I would much rather be Alabama's coach than the coach of the New York Jets. I don't care that they're in market one. I'd rather be at Alabama or Texas or one of those places where you get paid like an NFL coach and there are just all kinds of recruits that allow for you to create the best team possible as opposed to working for a crappy owner and knowing that you're probably going to get fired in 2 or 3 years. So I'll agree to disagree with people on that. But here's my unique spin on this whole thing. This is what all of this Tomlin college coaching debate and discussion, which, you know, we're allowed sometimes to not be like Big J journalists and the freaking New York Times, right? You don't come to, I like to think, you don't come to sports talk radio to like just have facts regurgitated to you. You come here for opinion and for entertainment. If you just came for facts, then we'd have Craig, like he did when he was in Indiana, PA, just reading obituaries on the air. We would just have Craig or somebody here read scores ad infinitum over and over again. But that's not how sports fans work. Sports fans sometimes like to have ridiculous debates and crazy discussions like, if Mike Tomlin was a college coach, how long would it take him to win a national championship? Because sports talk radio is, once in a while, the crazy thought, supposed to be fun. You can have a conversation about something while at the same time acknowledging that it's probably not going to happen. Which, not for everyone, but for some people seems to be a bit of a hangup. By the way, as a quick aside, I love how James Franklin is catching strays today. I love how James Franklin tried to do his, you know, dance around, tiptoe around the issue of me, of him being a candidate, legitimate candidate for LSU and USC. And we'll have Brett McMurphy on next hour, who I think is about as good as it gets as far as college football insiders go. And he'll say if anyone credible ever linked Tomlin to coaching jobs in college to him and what's going on with Franklin and Kenny Pickett's Heisman pursuit, where's Pitt going to play its bowl game, all those things with him in an hour. That's What's on Tap, brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar, which we need to get Kenny Pickett over to Mike's Beer Bar now. Kenny's going to join us tomorrow. And after us, I'm going to go have a cold one. There's, my opinion, no better place to do that. But anyways, you know, here's what has crossed my mind as I've watched Steelers media and Steelers fans react to what Tomlin did today. Overwhelmingly, the reaction has been, that's my coach. How, that is a great way to just squash a bug and end a rumor and do it emphatically with gusto. It's like the way a film critic, a movie critic, would review an actor's role in a movie. Bravo. Like, there's so much of this. Let me just stand up here and give him a standing ovation for what he said. And that's fine. Like, yeah, that is a great way to shoot down a rumor. But here's something else that hit me while I was watching that happen live and thinking about it more and more and trying to figure out what I was going to say about it on today's show. It occurred to me, and this is, I don't use this word accidentally or by mistake. We're stuck with Mike Tomlin. Right? I mean, it's like being married to someone, except you can't get a divorce. Like, you actually take the vow seriously and don't think there's any way you can break that covenant. For better or for worse, in sickness and in health, or whatever unique things you put in your marriage, your wedding vows, like, this is who we have. This is who we've got. And he's not going to leave the Steelers because the Steelers are never going to break up with him. So, you know, when he was, I don't know, If this rumor came out 10 years ago and Mike Tomlin was in his late 30s and had already won a Super Bowl and been to another, I don't care if it was with Cowers players, at that point, he is viewed even like way bigger than Sean McVay is now, because he's the youngest coach to have won a Super Bowl, and he's been, you know, a whisker or eyelash shy of winning a second. His stock at that point was sky high, even though, he, like every coach, he had his critics and people that didn't like him. But still, like at that point, he is as hot of a coaching commodity as you can find. Now we're talking about a guy, and be honest with yourself, Craig. Do you think the Steelers are going to win a playoff game this year?
I do not.
Either do I. If the Steelers don't win a playoff game this year, that's 5 years without one. That is the that would be the longest drought without a Steelers playoff win going back to when Noel took the job. And they've had lean years where they've had, you know, the 80s come up and, you know, the bridge between Neil O'Donnell in the Super Bowl and 2001 when they lose the AFC Championship game to the Patriots. I mean, there are pockets of Steelers seasons that from a win-loss perspective have been worse to what have been worse than what we're in right now. The combined record over a five-year period, probably worse, if not much worse, than what we're experiencing this very second. It's going to be a half decade without a playoff win if the Steelers don't get their act together over the final 11 regular season games and then probably on the road wild card weekend if we even get to that point. And hey, it's been 40 years since the Pirates have won a playoff series. And the Penguins have had early exits in the last few years. And if you want to like do that apples to oranges comparison, knock yourself out. If you want to say the Bengals haven't won a playoff game since Boomer Esiason was their quarterback, or what have the Browns really done outside of beating the Steelers here last year? What have they accomplished? You can do all of that. If rationalizations and those types of things give you comfort, fine. That is a long time. In fact, it is the longest amount of time in the modern era for a Steelers coach to go without a playoff win. So excuse me if my reaction to what Mike Tomlin, his performance today, I can look at that and give him credit for doing what I like or what I demand or ask out of, or what, you know, you want to see college coaches do, like James Franklin, when their names get attached to other jobs. But I also don't think what Tomlin did today is all that hard. If you worked for the Steelers and knew that they never fired coaches, you could pretty much, he could have pulled a Marshawn Lynch on the Manning cast last night and dropped F-bombs and cursed with no repercussions. When you have that kind of job security, you can pretty much say whatever you want. You know, the guy that works for, the coach that works for the Detroit Lions, who gets linked to college jobs, when they're firing a coach every other year, if that guy, if Dan Campbell, that boob, came meathead, came out and said what Tomlin said today, I'd give him a lot more credit because his future is very much in doubt. And you can say, well, Tomlin has earned the benefit of the doubt because he's never had a losing season, but he hasn't. What have you done for me? Not just lately, but what have you done for me recently? Not much. The apex moment in the last half decade is Blake Bortles coming in here and spanking you on the rear end. It's winning a division title in a weird COVID year and then having the Browns mock you. So that's just where my struggle comes in with the compliments and plaudits and, you know, very favorable, you know, positive reaction that Tomlin's getting for the way he carried himself today. I honestly think he had to know the question was coming at some point. And I think if you were in his shoes, you probably would have done the same exact thing. I don't think that took any kind of courage or bravery to shoot down a rumor the way that he did. Would you agree with that, Craig?
I absolutely
agree. Like, I would actually, if James Franklin, and he won't because he probably actually might want the LSU or USC job, but if he in the last 2 weeks had put out a quote or a soundbite like Tomlin did today, I'd actually give him huge credit. I mean, it was damn entertaining to watch a coach say that today and then storm off. I can't lie about that. I tweeted this out yesterday. Tomlin can end all of the, you know, fantasy conversation that's out there about him flirting with colleges by giving a very defiant, stern answer today. And he probably didn't take my advice. And I'm also pretty sure that no one from the Steelers media relations team probably showed him my tweet urging him to do that. So, Craig, do you share my opinion on Tomlin as Steelers coach currently? I'm not over the moon that he's the Steelers coach in perpetuity. How could you be?
I didn't even want him to get the extension he got this past offseason.
Right.
Because if they didn't have a good season or miss the playoffs again, I wanted the door to be open for a potential change this upcoming offseason. And now that's never going to happen with the deal they just gave him. So no, I'm not thrilled about that.
What's their record going to be this year? 8-9, 9-8?
In that ballpark?
Yeah, and is Tomlin going to get like he did 2 years ago with Duck and Mason? Are we going to have some in Steelers media like climbing out of the woodwork to give him credit for winning 9 games with this team?
I bet they will, because they'll say a broken down quarterback and look at what he got out of him.
So that's where we're at. If they go 5 years without winning a playoff game, he'll get a pat on the fanny for a job well done.
The standard is the standard.
No, it's not. That's BS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.